Casey, talk about the defense tonight. Not give up many points. Was it, you guys do anything differently tonight than other games?
I just think that we played harder, knowing what we were playing for tonight. All the breast cancer survivors that were here, we just wanted to show them, you know, how hard we can work on defense and offense and just entertain them tonight and show our appreciation to them.
Rakesh, I know that was pretty special for you, especially with your mom, right? Yeah. So I guess you're always playing for your mom probably, but tonight a little bit extra.
Yeah, and we also met a few people before the game. And I think that just, like, sparked us up a lot coming out at the beginning of the game. Just knowing, like, what the cancer survivors, like, what they're going through every night and every day, it makes us, you know, appreciate our life a little bit more. And I think that, you know, we just wanted to play hard for them, like I said.
Offensively, it seems like you guys a lot of times are able to get your shots, find space in their zone defense, maybe better than you had in other games. What was working so well for the offense to get you enough open space?
Well, it was my teammates finding me. I just try to get to the open spot and sprint to the spot and try to beat any defenders around me. And my teammates, they all found me, so kudos to them.
I was going to say, wasn't that really the whole team? I mean, everybody seemed to, maybe you could touch on that. Do you seem like you're able to dissect your defense and get open shots all night? You shot 50.9%. Anything different offensively about tonight or not?
I think that Coach Wright did a great job on the scout. Our inbounds plays were great, knowing they switched off the ball. We got a lot of slips. Ariel and Jazz were open a lot on the inbounds. And, you know, they switch a lot on their defense. So I noticed that they were confused a lot. So they got us a lot of open shots.
Anything else?
You had been shooting the ball awful well until tonight, but 2 of 8, pressing a little bit maybe on with your shot. You had 12 assists, only one turnover. But what about your shooting?
I think I did throw up a few, you know, bad shots on the layups and everything. But, you know, when it's not my night, I just try to find the open teammates and get them the easy shots.
In case you guys were able to protect the home court during this 3-game homestand and went off three, how confident and how much momentum do you guys have? So you're ready to go back out on the road Sunday?
Yeah, we knew that these 3 home games are very important to win, just because it's so hard to play on the road and we have Tennessee. So I think that, you know, these 3 wins that we got at home is going to give us the momentum to play Tennessee away.
Anything else?
And I noticed on those jerseys you had your nicknames on the back. That was pretty
yes.
interesting. Yes.
Put some personality on the court.
Was there somebody who you didn't, they might have used a name that you weren't expecting or something like that? Or
Jasmine Williams, they put muscles for her.
Oh, okay.
Because she's really strong and on the court and in the weight room, so it fits her.
Okay. What would Coach Blair's nickname be if he was wearing a jersey tonight? Sleepy Dick?
No.
Coach Blair.
Think about that. They got the answer, they won't tell us.